Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today on the program. In the final segment of today's show, we will be joined by good old JR. Jim Ross is on the show today with news and more. That's Jim Ross coming up later on in the program here today. In the meantime, first couple of segments, we got a lot of news to talk about. Raw last night, the final Raw on the road to the Roadblock end-of-the-line pay-per-view. We got the full lineup for Roadblock here on the program today. We can talk about your thoughts on Raw. What did you think of the show last night? The whole storyline with the New Day as they worked their way to breaking the record, the longest reigning tag team champions in WWF/WWE history, at least until everybody in the company goes on Wikipedia and finds out that, in fact, Demolition still holds the record for the longest tag team championship combined reigns run. But one way or the other, they broke the single reign record. We can talk about that here tonight. We have the road to Roadblock, the road to the Tokyo Dome as well. We talked about the matches on the show yesterday. We can talk more about that. Got a big match added to SmackDown coming up here tonight to determine a new number one contenders for the tag team titles. And it looks like there is actually going to be the AJ Styles versus James Ellsworth match for the WWE World Heavyweight title. If you want to give us a call here today about any of these topics, the phone number is 844-411-5411. You can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. And we'll talk about it after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Jim Ross joining us on the show later on here today. Well, I want to send out a quick plug. If you go to my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, you can check out a book written by a buddy of mine, Mark Esposito. I'm a Mark, it's called, Dreams and Destiny of a Wrestling Fan. It is available on Amazon.com, and I wrote the foreword. So if you want to check it out, it's up there right now. Fred Esposito's book, I'm a Mark. I don't know why it says Mark Esposito there. His name is Fred. But anyway, that's the book. So head up there and check that out. I see it. Money Mark Esposito would be his wrestler name. That's what he's saying here.
Aye.
Yeah. But it's Fred. Fred's been a longtime supporter of the website and Whale Scout as well. So head up there and grab his book. And maybe I'll do a better plug for it next time. All right.
I'm going to have to do a plug for it as well, too, because he needs to send me that book, which I believe he's been trying to. So I will hook up with Fred and or Money Mark and make sure that I get a book that I can give a review of as
he's
well.
He's been trying to get it to you? Like
I believe he
the
has.
The post office just refuses to deliver this book to your house?
Sometimes you got to move locations, and you can't let people know about them, but that's not really important right now. What's important is Raw was last night.
What's important is maybe your gardener outside has been getting your mail.
Can you believe that?
Can you believe I can hear that?
Senor
from here?
Benjamin outside. It's amazing, by the way, your ears. It's amazing.
Tell me about it. All right, let's talk about Raw last night. It was
we don't get snow here.
Final Raw on the road to Roadblock end of the line. If you have any comments on the show, you're welcome to call. I thought it was a pretty good show, quite frankly. I thought the storyline with the New Day, I thought it started out last week and was very good, and it was just as good or better on this show. The storyline, obviously, was it was their last Raw before they break the tag team title reign record, which happens on Wednesday. So, if they defended the title successfully on Raw, they broke the record, and if not, they did not break the record. And so the odds were stacked against them. They had to face two teams in a triple threat, and of course, in a triple threat, there are no disqualifications or countouts or anything like that. It has to be a finish. And the New Day could have lost and had their record stricken from them without having been beaten in the match. So they do the match in the opener, and the New Day wins, and they go backstage, and they're having this big celebration, and they pop open the champagne right in front of Stephanie McMahon because they're idiots, and it sprays all over her. She gets very, very upset, and so her revenge is to make them defend the titles again. Now, I do have one complaint about this, and my complaint is that Stephanie McMahon is the Raw general manager, and one would think that even if she was mad, she would be happy to be able to say that under her watch, history was made, and the New Day became the longest reigning tag team champions of all time. But she was so mad that she went out of her way to try to tarnish this and destroy their record. And they ended up in the ring with Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho and Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. And they won again. So the record has been set. The New Day, the longest reigning tag team champions in WWE history. Thought it was a good show, long storyline. and it built up the Roman Reigns match with Kevin Owens. It built up the Seth Rollins match with Chris Jericho. It furthered the alleged split between Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho, although they're going so hard in that direction that I presume it's all a swerve and Jericho helps Kevin Owens win on Sunday.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was a great storyline long-term for the whole show. It's like they used to do back in the day. You just have guys that are kind of associated with each other but not fully associated with each other that cross paths that end up getting everybody's storylines advanced. And that's exactly what happened with the main event. New Day gets the record. You got the tension that builds up for the two singles matches that'll be taking place at the pay-per-view. You have the storyline with Owens and Jericho. So it worked out perfectly. I disagree with you a little bit on the Stephanie thing because we all know she's not a right down the middle fair GM. We know what kind of person she is. So that fit in actually perfectly with how she is as far as her reacting to something emotionally and saying, I'm going to throw it all out, because Stephanie is the type of person that, yes, you can get close to the record and we would have celebrated it, but then you had to go do something stupid. So I could absolutely see her saying that to the New Day. She basically did that.
Well, it kind of makes sense, but the whole storyline is that she's having this feud with Shane McMahon and she should go out of her way to be able to say, Shane, we have the superior tag team. They've set the WWE tag team title reign record, and your champions are just two fellas. I don't know. It's Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt. What can you say? Which, by the way, that leads me to the announcement of tonight's SmackDown. They're going to determine new number one contenders to the tag team championships. How are they going to determine who the new number one contenders for the tag team championships are? Well, they're doing a battle royal.
Oh, I was hoping it would be one of those lotto ball machines.
May as well be. Heath Slater and Rhino, American Alpha, the Hype Bros, Breezango, the Vaudevillains, the Ascension, and the Usos. Now, I realize it's pointless to even argue about this, but can you imagine if in UFC, let's say that you're trying to figure out who is going to be the number one contender to Jose Aldo. You don't have a contender yet. So your plan is all of the 145-pounders are going to go to flow grappling, and they're all just going to do random grappling matches with no striking. And then whoever wins these grappling matches, they're the number one contender to Jose Aldo. That would be ridiculous. How does a battle royal determine who's the best tag team? It determines who's the best battle royal guy.
I'd rather see a battle royal in the UFC, because I can guarantee you Tom Lawler would find a way to win the thing, and I'd be all for that.
Just ridiculous.
I know what you're saying. Look, you're right. Look, on the Raw side of the ledger, just to move that a little bit back, it's with the New Day, so it's time for them to lose the belts. They're going to lose them to somebody. And who do they lose them to? What complete loser of a tag team comes along that they haven't defeated, that they haven't made to look stupid? There's the reason why you have other feuds and you try to keep other people strong. So when it's time for a long-term thing to end, you have somebody that can put in its place that actually, you know, might belong there. And unfortunately, on the tag team side of the ledger, on both brands, but especially on Raw, there is nobody. Everybody's been made to look like a joke. So no matter who follows the New Day, in my opinion, they're going to really have to shift everything and make a hard right and try to do something else completely away from what New Day was doing comedy-wise with the belts. Gallows and Anderson, in theory, should be those guys, but they've been played as fools and been yucking it up just as much as everybody else. So I think they got a long road to hoe on both sides. At least there are some possibilities on SmackDown with American Alpha.
Anybody can beat the New Day. Don't you remember that period a month ago where they lost to four different teams in 4 weeks?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I mean, as far as the entertainment value and the angles on the show, I mean, it really is pretty weak. It really, and I know you could say that for almost the entire roster, but, you know, just for this specific scenario, it's pretty damn weak.
This is the least of our problems. Here's a lineup for this pay-per-view. The pre-show match, believe it or not, is Big Cass versus Rusev. I wonder if Enzo will make his big return after a week off there.
You think?
We have Sami Zayn, Braun Strowman with a 10-minute time limit. We have
storyline.
Sasha Banks and Charlotte with a 30-minute storyline, or 30-minute time limit. It's an Iron Woman match. Iron Man match! We have Rich Swann, TJ Perkins, and Brian Kendrick.
The outrageous Rich Swann?
Triple threat for the Cruiserweight title. We have Seth Rollins and Chris Jericho for the nothing. And Kevin Owens, Roman Reigns for the WWE Universal title. So that's
Canada.
The lineup for the pay-per-view coming up this Sunday.
You're going to have to answer me after the break why Rich Swann is so outrageous.
I don't know, dude. Because he is. Because he flaps his arms like he's a bird. That's outrageous. I don't do that. Back in a moment with calls and more. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All righty, I'm going to go to the phone here, and then I'm going to talk about Rich Swann and his outlandish behavior.
Outrageous.
No, you're wrong. Outlandish.
Ah, okay.
Get it straight, dude.
At least he's not the outhouse.
You're on the air. What's going on?
Nothing much. Hope you guys are doing well. When do you think they'll be...
I can barely hear you, so get up close to that phone.
sorry about that. When do you guys think they'll be kicking off the next phase of whatever Undertaker story they'll be setting up for WrestleMania and later on next year?
All righty. I got to let you go. I want to thank you very much for the call. It's a very, very bad connection, which I'm sure Ryan and Cumberland will blame on me. So, Undertaker came back to SmackDown, and he pretty much said, I'm going to be a SmackDown guy, and I'm not going to be all about WrestleMania anymore. And then we never saw him again. So, I don't know. But as I mentioned on the show a couple of days ago, the thing with December and January is there's 6 weeks in between, well, this roadblock end of the line and the Royal Rumble, which means there was 8 weeks between the SmackDown pay-per-view and the Royal Rumble. That's 2 months worth of programming got to fill up with stuff. And so I wouldn't be surprised if right around the beginning of the year, Undertaker made his big return to SmackDown and made the announcement that he's coming after AJ Styles. Hey, he could even do it tonight if they do that AJ Styles-James Ellsworth match, which is planned yet again. Didn't happen last week, but it is, in fact, planned again for tonight, so we'll see what they end up doing there.
Let me ask you a question before, just to stay on SmackDown for a moment. Using The Undertaker, using John Cena, and using, I don't know, bringing back somebody else, is that enough alongside Randy Orton and alongside AJ Styles to keep running SmackDown if the three guys, including The Undertaker and John Cena, just basically take turns coming back in and filling in as needed, considering that they, for whatever reasons, and they both have different reasons, will both be out of the loop for, I could see, a lot of next year if they so chose, whether it do because of Undertaker's age or Cena having outside gigs?
Well, seeing as that we haven't seen Undertaker except for one time this whole year on SmackDown, and John Cena's been gone for most of the SmackDown Live run, I think they'll be fine.
Do you think they need to add anybody else, or do you think they're okay
with
this?
Dude, I think they should undo this brand split.
Well, they're not going to do that, though. You know that.
Well, then they obviously need to add some people. Put Samoa Joe over there. There's a lot of guys they could put on the SmackDown brand.
No, you need Samoa Joe to wrestle in Joplin, Missouri at an NXT house show.
All right. This text guy here says, Rich Swann is outlandish.
Outlandish.
Not outrageous, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know how I
Well, I'm going to explain this to you. I'm going to explain why this is important.
Oh, yes. Tell me why he's outlandish.
I'm going to tell you why this is important. Because I have the definitions of both right here.
All right.
All right. So outlandish.
Mm-hmm.
Looking or sounding bizarre or unfamiliar.
Okay.
As well as foreign or alien.
Okay.
Now, these synonyms are among the synonyms, because there are many of them, peculiar, odd, unorthodox, unconventional, zany, quirky, far out, funny. That's Rich Swann.
Peculiar Rich Swann?
If you call him outrageous, outrageous means shockingly bad or excessive, or very bold, unusual, and startling, which I don't even know why, but on this website right here, under the definition for outrageous, the example that they use here is, quote, her outrageous leotards and sexy routines. What?
Wow.
Why do they use that? That's right there on the top of Google.
I don't know, but it's, I would find that the, or I feel as though the outlandish nickname is a little bit outrageous for Rich Swann. I don't look at Rich Swann and think, that guy is zany. I mean, they introduced him. He came up to the interview last night. They said, the outlandish Rich Swann. And he came up, and he didn't say anything. He was just smiling, and that was it. And I'm like, well, okay, where's the outlandish thing? What's the wacky thing he's going to do? What's the zany thing he's going to do? The peculiar thing. Didn't do anything. And I just don't understand. They're forcing that, and he doesn't need it to be forced upon him, some goofy nickname. You know, he's got a nickname just to have a nickname. He's outlandish. No, Michael Cole, he's not outlandish. He's just kind of clapping his hands, and he's doing some cool
moves.
No,
he's pretty outlandish. He is eccentric and zany, and he is also extraordinary, strange, unfamiliar, peculiar, odd, and curious.
Wouldn't that actually fit more for TJ Perkins for a lot of the fans watching because of his entrance and what he's doing? Because there's a lot of people that may not play video games.
That guy's a video game.
Okay, so I'm still trying. And again, this is nothing against Rich Swann, but really outlandish?
Okay, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
He's got braids.
Hey, this
how's that outlandish?
Rich from Tampa. What's going on, Brian?
Are you outlandish?
Is this Rich Swann?
No, this is a Rich Latta.
Okay.
But it's funny you guys read off the definition because I actually had it pulled up just before you were going to talk about it. But, yeah, the outlandish Rich Swan is nothing more than a case of WWE's attempt to brand, which often falls flat on its face. Just one other thing. Do you guys find it odd that Roman Reigns has a title match on Sunday and they basically didn't let him say a word last night?
I don't find it odd. I found it outlandish, actually. It was extraordinary and unusual and bizarre. Listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. They didn't give anything to say last night, but the show did end with him standing there holding up both belts. And you know what was amazing about the show and the build last night was they barely... It was almost like they went out of their way to not tell you that Roman Reigns could leave Sunday holding the World and Intercontinental titles. It's like they've got to hide this fact because the fans will be so furious. But they just keep going.
It just seemed to be they kind of intentionally last night did downplay that and they didn't give him the promo or anything else where it was just like, it's either like, well, we're just not trying to have it tonight or we got this other plan. I don't know. It just, there's a part of me that wondered if it was intentional or not to do that. So if he does come out as a shining star on Sunday, I don't know. Why, again, this has been said a zillion billion times, why this dude isn't a heel when he could probably flourish very well as one, I have no idea, especially with people that don't want to boo Kevin Owens or don't want to boo Chris Jericho or don't want to boo whoever it is that Roman Reigns happens to be wrestling.
Says right here that a synonym for outlandish is kinky. I don't know about that. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Huh. What's up, Jim?
Talking about Raw last night. I thought the video package for Sasha and Charlotte's Iron Man match was really good. But the one thing that was on my mind is, why did they just put another Bayley Alicia Fox match out there, which nobody gives a flip about?
Jim almost said a very naughty word. Jim, I want to thank you very much for the call. We got to get ready for JR here in a bit, but I think that the reason that they did another one of those Bayley Alicia Fox matches was because they've got to sell that WWE crate with the Bayley Bears. I think that was the whole reason they did it, because the storyline was that Alicia Fox had given a Bayley Bear to Cedric Alexander, and this made Alicia Fox very angry. Bayley had given him the bear, so Alicia Fox ripped up the bear. The storyline is all about the bear, and they're trying to sell these bears. And I think, I don't know this for sure, but this is the only thing that makes sense to me. I think that the whole idea is you can only get the bear in the WWE crate. And so I think that they're trying to sell as many crates as they can before Christmas. And then once they've sold a sufficient amount of crates, then you'll just be able to buy a Bayley Bear separately. Because this Bayley Bear is a license to print money. I mean, they're not going to do this now because he's not with the company. But there was an idea for a long time about doing some sort of match at WrestleMania with Rey Mysterio and I can't remember if it was Sin Cara or who the other guy was, but they wanted just thousands and thousands and thousands of masks at WrestleMania.
Record.
What was that?
Break the record.
Break
like
the record.
San Diego Padres do that.
That's right.
45,000 people in a mask.
That's right. They wanted to break the record. The most people wearing masks at a wrestling event at any one time. So, obviously, you can't do that. But these hugger section signs, I mean, they're kind of cool. But can you imagine like a WrestleMania where there's tens of thousands of bears flying around in the air when Bayley comes out for her big championship match and her big championship win, and she wins, and everybody throws their bears up in the air or something crazy?
No, you lose an eye.
It just seems like such an obvious thing that they have to be selling these bears separately at some point, maybe after the crates end up being sold out there. A couple of emails here, then we'll go to the break. When we come back, we'll have Jim Ross here on the line. This person here says, what are the odds that James Ellsworth beats AJ Styles? I would put nothing past them, but I don't think it's happening. Ellsworth has already beaten AJ either two or three times in non-title matches. I can't imagine them putting the title on the guy. especially if you're going to do AJ Styles and Undertaker at Royal Rumble. I mean, I can't imagine cheapening the title by putting it on James Ellsworth if you're going to do, just like, give it back to AJ and then do an Undertaker-AJ match at the Rumble. It doesn't make any sense to me. This person here says, the hair, the dancing, and the standing 450 is kind of outlandish, I guess.
Really?
That's what he says.
The hair is kind of, why? It's in braids. The dance is kind of wacky. I guess I'll give him that. I don't know if it actually goes to zany, though, or anything like that. And the standing 450, well, it's pretty good, I guess. But what does that then make Jack Evans? What does it make what's his name, Angelico? Come on.
Back in a moment with Jim Ross, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, and very happy to be joined today by the man himself. Good old JR, Jim Ross, is here on the line today. Jim, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Man, oh man, we got news today, is that right?
Yeah, good news, I think.
Well?
Regarding the coverage of Wrestle Kingdom 11 on Access TV, Access TV's informed us that the Wrestle Kingdom 11 event will be part of a four-week special airing on Friday nights beginning on January 13th, which means that the event will happen in the Tokyo Dome on January the 4th. It will be the first of four parts will be on the air on Friday night, January 13th, 9 days later. And the first, if I'm not mistaken, the first match, the first show will be the Okada Omega match for the IWGP Heavyweight title. So congrats to Access TV, and thanks for the cooperation of TVSI. We kind of moved the meter on that and at least get our foot in the game.
Now,
wow.
I have been informed that the show is also going to be moving an hour earlier. It is going to be starting at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific on Friday nights, and the series has been renewed. Is that correct?
Yeah, for we're going to do 50 shows in 2017, so aggressive year. The ratings have been good. The audience has built. I think that Access and the crew there do a great job of building, quite frankly, helping build the New Japan brand in North America and giving really nice additional exposure to the Ring of Honor guys, because I know Josh Barnett and I always take care of the Ring of Honor guys as far as our commentary is concerned. You know, sometimes it's not what you say, it's what you don't say. So I think it's really cool for both those organizations that Access TV's going to be there every Friday night with a show that can help build stars.
JR, are they taking you guys over there again, or will you be doing it in a box here in the States?
No, we'll do it in L.A. You know, it's just, I don't know that the relationship is such that we're going to be traveling. We're willing, ready, and able. I'll put it that way. The stoppage is not on our side. Josh and I both would love to go to do a Tokyo Dome show or a G1 tournament, do every night. Something ambitious and crazy, but you know those are talks that are still ongoing, as I understand it, and we'll see where it goes, you know, in the future. But until now, we're going to get in the studio and we're going to voice them over, which I've only done probably 10,000 of those matches back in the WCW days. My God, we'd do some shows 4 or 5, 6 times each week. So it's not the same, but we can make it close.
You know, I got a series of questions here for you that I don't even know if you can even answer, but I'm going to ask them anyway. First one is, the Tokyo Dome show that aired on pay-per-view here in the United States that you did commentary for did very well. Did something like 15,000 buys here in the U.S., which there are some other promotions that have been running pay-per-view regularly that weren't even doing half of that.
Right.
And I thought, wow, well, you know, that's a really good number. I mean, it seems that maybe you could do a couple of other shows a year or maybe every year for the Tokyo Dome, but that never happened. I don't know if you have any insight into that.
The only thing I can assume, Brian, is that everybody is not on the same page financially. In other words, I think that you're right about the number of buys, north of 15,000 buys. It did very well in that respect, far exceeded expectations, but I think upon further review, as Ed Hockley might say, and Super Vita can tell you he is later, I just think that they can't come to terms. Because, again, you know, Access TV would be a great pay-per-view partner in the States if the deal could be structured. I just can't explain to you where it absolutely stops. I don't know if it's the promotion, New Japan itself, is it the TVSI? I don't know, or a combination of both. But somewhere along that dialogue, it hits a roadblock.
Now, another question, which you may not be able to answer. So the New Japan on Access show seems to be doing very well. People really like the show. It is not up to date. And the New Japan Tokyo Dome show airing basically on a one-week delay, but then cut into four shows. I mean, this is almost up to date. I mean, it's basically up to date. Do you know if there's any movement towards trying to get closer? It doesn't seem like the fans that watch the show care that it's not up to date, but it would be kind of cool to be closer to up to date. Do you know if there's any movement in that direction?
Well, I know that we don't think it's hurting the ratings because the ratings are the best they've ever been. So that's good. That's good news. I'm with you. I'd love to see it become more current. I know from talking to Access TV officials, they would concur. It is a simple matter of getting the shows edited and produced and distributed to L.A. for voiceover. So, in other words, it's a functionality, guys, of the TV network, being able to pull the footage they want us to use and editing it down into a time frame that fits in a 48-minute window.
And I guess probably another aspect of it is when you're working, I mean, the way you do it now, you're doing a number of shows all at the same time, correct? Like you're doing 5, 6, 10 episodes all at once?
Yeah, over a 2-day period. The next time I'm going out there, I'll do, for example, I think 6 or 7 over a 2-day period.
Sure. And so basically, if it were up to date, they'd basically be having to fly you guys out there regularly.
Yeah, you increase your TNA immensely by getting a little bit more current. And the reason I don't think it's probably going to ever be, it's going to not say fall on deaf ears, I think it will become more current, but I think it's always going to be on a delayed basis simply because of the production requirements that it takes to get the whole job done and the show on the air. From the basic editing of the raw footage into the 48 minutes of what you want to getting it voiced over, it's a process. So I don't know that that's going to be something they're going to be able to fix based on their current business model.
Now, let me ask you this as a commentator and a podcaster here, although you're basically a solo podcaster with guests. I know that some people listening to this will say, well, why can't they just get remotes for JR and Josh and you each just every week stay where you're at, you're in Oklahoma or wherever and Josh is in LA or whatever, and you just do your show remotely. I mean, there is a big difference between sitting right next to your co-host and having to essentially do it from across the country. I mean, it can be done. I do it with Dave. I do it with Mike. But when I do shows in the same room with Dave, it does flow a little bit better.
Well, yeah, and it's a different ballgame, too, to have a conversation with another person, either in another room, another state, another country, whatever, as opposed to be both of you watching the same video and documenting what you're seeing, putting your narrative to it. It's a hell of a lot more challenging. We need eye contact to do that job correctly so that we don't walk over each other all the time, and I think we do a pretty nice job of that. But I would say doing it remotely where Josh is in California where he lives and I'm in Oklahoma would be akin to being on a 4 or 5-man ringside announce team.
And we all know that a 4 or 5-man announce team is not the ideal. I think we all know that. I mean, maybe you've watched this 4-man SmackDown announce team and thought, you know, if only they'd had 4 men when I was around.
Yeah. I don't think that thought's crossed my mind, but I'll take that under advisement.
Sure. Hey, you know what? I'll ask this question anyway. Let's just say that Access TV came to you and they said, JR, we've been watching this SmackDown show and we're very impressed with David Otunga and Tom Phillips and this whole 4-man crew. We think we need a 4-man crew for this Access TV show. If you had to do a 4-man booth, given all of the people that you've worked with in your career, who do you think that you could maybe make this work with?
Oh, short list, you know, you kind of just jumble them up. If it was a car trip, Cornette. If he wasn't in WWE, obviously, Paul Heyman, the King, is always the go-to. Guys like that you would have confidence in as far as your timing and rhythm was concerned and storytelling. You got to be unselfish there. And, guys, sometimes I just think that the problem of a 4-man booth, it's very busy. There's too much noise. And so then there's not enough layout where things can breathe a little bit. And I think that's a fait accompli. You're just not going to get that with 4. But that's maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it'll evolve. They have a tough job. I'm glad it's those yahoos and not this yahoo.
Let me ask you this question about the upcoming Tokyo Dome show. The main event obviously involves Kenny Omega. And Kenny Omega's had quite a year. And Dave Meltzer is very, very high on Kenny Omega, and he's compared him to a prime Shawn Michaels.
Wow.
Now, I don't want to take anything away from Kenny Omega, I really like Kenny Omega. I think he's great.
I think Dave's off his meds.
I think that's going a little too far, the prime Shawn Michaels. But
I think you got the DayQuil and the NyQuil mixed up.
It could be. But Kenny Omega's very good. What are your thoughts on the rise of Kenny Omega this year?
Oh, I'm impressed. You know, I had him on my podcast a few months ago and was thoroughly impressed by his dialogue and his sensibilities, awareness, interesting philosophy, and really cool conversationalist. So he's got something going for him, without question. To say he's Shawn Michaels-like, that'd be like me. I say that about AJ Styles because I see a young Shawn Michaels in AJ. You know, it's me. That's just my take. That's all. The step, the timing, the twitch quickness type thing, natural instincts, really very similar. But nonetheless, Kenny Omega's evolved to a hell of a hand. He's a good enough talent to main event a WrestleMania at some point in the future. So I think that would probably say in one sentence what I think about Kenny Omega. Amazing upside. Let's see where he takes it.
Now we got about 2 minutes here. You've been watching a lot of New Japan, obviously, doing this job here, and I'm sure you had an awareness of some of the top stars before you got this job. But now that you've been doing it for quite a while, you've seen a lot of the different talents on the show. Are there any guys who have really impressed you that maybe you'd heard their name before but hadn't really seen them a lot in action, and now you're just kind of looking at them like, man, this guy is awesome?
I think sparks of greatness in Kushida. And so he has my interest for that question. I like Shibata a great deal. He has that long, thoroughbred-like body. He's very smooth, very fluid. He reminds me of Inoki at a similar age. The body types are similar. He's a good-looking kid, very, very physical. And the stuff you see, you can't see through. I know that his headbutts are a little stiff. I don't encourage that, by the way. But nonetheless, it sure as hell fun to call. So I like his work a lot. So, but I see their product changing a little bit too. You know, they're not selling as much as they used to. They're taking their guys are taking more chances. They're leaving their feet on purpose too much. I get it. But a constant flow of flying over the top, out the inside the out, outside the in. It's somewhere along the way. It's a point of diminishing returns for me. So I see they're a little bit sprinkled that in, maybe a little bit more than I was accustomed to when I first started doing that job.
If you head to WrestlingObserver.com right now, we already have a story up on the announcement that JR just made here. Wrestle Kingdom 11 is coming to Access TV starting on January 13th. They are going to do 4 shows covering all of the matches at Wrestle Kingdom 11. And they've already made the announcement of the first 2, and then I guess, depending on how the matches go, you'll eventually make the announcement of what the final 2 shows will cover. Is that correct?
Yeah, a lot of it, guys, is based on timing, match times. Again, it's got all the content. You don't want to just, you know, we're going to get an edited version of what they send us. However, it's still got to fit into a 48-minute show. So the timing is an issue. You have the interviews and all this other stuff. It's got to be 48 minutes. So there's some timing issues there, but it'll be good. And, hey, I want to remind you, I got...
Actually, stand by. We're going to head to a break, and we'll do the reminder right when we get back. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain,
back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Mike Sempervivi, Jim Ross. We got a lot to talk about and not a lot of time, so very quickly. If you head to WrestlingObserver.com, all of the details are up there if you did not hear earlier. New Japan Wrestle Kingdom 11, January 4th at the Tokyo Dome. It will be airing in four parts on Access TV starting on January 13th, the week after it airs. And Access TV, New Japan on Access, has also been renewed for 50 shows in 2017. And I also want to mention that Jim Ross's podcast, which is available on Podcast One, Lance Storm, Don Callis, and Jim Ross coming up tomorrow. They, of course, have done the new podcast, Killing the Town, on Podcast One. Lance is a regular guest, or was a regular guest here on the show, but you can check them out. Chael Sonnen was up last week. Jim Cornette, David Lagana coming up as well. And JR, thanks again, and best of luck with everything.
Okay, guys, thanks very much. I'm doing boxing Saturday night on CBS, so baby needs new shoes.
That's right. Check that out as well, everybody. And that is it from here. We're out of here. Thanks, everybody, at Byline. Mike, as always, Jim Ross. And we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.